soldier in distress. I had just finished setting up my RV along a beautiful river when a young couple arrived and set up their camp next to mine. The man seemed a bit arrogant and stared at me intensely whenever I passed by. Because of his attitude, I preferred not to make eye contact or exchange greetings, which is common courtesy at campgrounds. After walking by several times, he abruptly shouted at me, demanding that I come to him. When I approached his campfire, he pulled a Bible out of his pocket and opened it to a passage that he had bookmarked. He read it to me and asked, "Can you tell me what it means?" I was reminded of Philip running to the chariot in the Gaza desert and asking the Ethiopian man, "Understandest thou what thou readest?" I began at the passage and started teaching him Christ's message. We talked for a few hours about God's great love for his creation. He confided in me that he had served several tours of duty in Afghanistan and was suffering from post-traumatic stress with occasional bouts of insanity. We continued to commune for the next 3 days while his wife sat listening on the sidelines. Occasionally, when it appeared that the conversation was over, she would say, "Keep talking." She could see the beneficial influence that the spoken word was having on her husband. When it was time for them to leave, the man said that he initially did not know why he was impelled to come to this campground, but that now he understood and was grateful. Gradually, I'm learning to put my personal impressions aside and wait on God. Within every seeming Saul, the Christ is waiting to emerge. Jesus counseled us, "Judge not according to the appearance, but judge righteous judgment."